Hello and welcome to this Microsoft Virtual Academy as we continue our look at hybrid IT management, specifically focused on automation. Now, in the previous module, I introduced hybrid IT management on the whole and looked at each of the key buckets briefly and what you can expect and what we've covered on previous courses within the series. But now we want to focus in a little bit more specifically on understanding what automation is all about within the operations management suite and what it means for you before we dive into the technology in later modules. And to help me do that, Eamon's come along. Thank you very much for joining me.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Tell us what you do at Microsoft.
Yeah, so I'm a principal program manager, and I work on the operations management suite, mostly focused on the configuration and automation service that we're going to talk about today.
Nice, and you actually manage a lot of the speakers that we'll have on the course today.
I do, yeah. So yeah. I'm the lead for all of the automation capabilities inside the service, and previously I worked on different system center components, including orchestrator, service management, automation.
Cool, and people can get in touch if you're not familiar with the team, generically speaking, not just the individuals, the whole team, on Twitter at the @AzureAutomation Twitter handle. So great way to get in touch with the team, give your feedback, talk about the technology, and follow key announcements. So what do we need to know really about automation in the context of OMS? Bring us up to speed.
Yeah, so when you think about the life cycle of your infrastructure and your applications, you know, everything you have to do from all the way to how your infrastructure is built out, then how you might configure it, how you monitor it, how you protect it, how you secure it, all of those different things you have to do across your lifecycle, not just on your infrastructure, but on your application. We had a lot of good tooling inside of System Center that really allowed you to do these things on your on-premises environment. But as we go forward, you know, a lot of our customers are starting to go into a hybrid world where they're moving a lot of their resources either, you know, up into Azure, or they may be moving into third-party clouds as well. Mm-hmm. And so as they start to build out all of those requirements around the full lifecycle of your infrastructure and application, they still exist. Mm. And so what we want to be able to do is, you know, how do you solve that problem as you move your resources across that hybrid world to still give you the power of management so you have a single place that you can consistently manage all of the different phases of your lifecycle?
Right.
And so that's really where configuration and automation plays a key role. You know, obviously in some parts of the lifecycle, it plays a really major role. And you see as you go through some of the modules later on, like as you're doing the build of your environment and how do you set it up correctly and configure it the right way, you know, through the configuration of your application and orchestrating how that larger system gets deployed and integrated into different systems. But even as you go all the way through the rest of the lifecycle, like monitoring, protection, all those great things that Operations Management Suite gives you, configuration and automation actually plays a key role in there too. Mm. Because you might be monitoring something and you realize there's a bunch of alerts happening and you have to go take some remediation action to go fix it. You know, that remediation might be, you know, escalated to a service desk. It might be go reset a service in there, collect log files. All of those actions that you need to take during that part of the lifecycle, that's really where the automation configuration power comes in.
Right.
And that goes all the way up through, you know, protection, security, a very similar thing. You might realize you're missing security updates on the environment. That's what security analysis will tell you. How do I go and set those, you know, updates and install those security? Again, that's where automation configuration takes its role.
Right.
So it's all the way through the life cycle, but in some parts of it, we really specialize, obviously, and we spend a lot more time on, particularly around the building configuration.
Right, so building, deploying new workloads, deploying new servers for workloads and so on. Again, whether they exist on-prem, whether they exist in the cloud or across both in a hybrid world.
That's the exact same thing. You know, it's really about the life cycle doesn't really change. You know, you just have a lot more to do if you're an IT administrator now. Mm. And so how do you really figure out as I bring, you know, more of my resources across the clouds and now I'm in this hybrid state, but I'm still responsible for all the compliance. I'm still responsible for the control and the actions that are taken across those. And what tooling, you know, do we have inside of System Center and Operations Management Suite to give you that ability to actually, you know, as your organization grows and moves into these clouds, that you can actually move from an IT administration standpoint as well and take advantage of all these great new tools we're offering up inside of Operations Management Suite.
With automation specifically, it saves you, if you're an admin, it saves you so much time because you are doing those manual tasks. Many of the tasks that are associated with each of those areas you outlined on the graphic around securing things, protecting things, monitoring things, anything that I can do to not have to do that thing first thing every Monday or the last thing every Friday, if I can automate all of that, it saves me a huge amount of time and I can actually be more valuable to the business going to do other things while the systems manage themselves.
Exactly. I mean, one of the promises of the cloud really was you got this, you know, high level of SLA, but you also got things on demand. Mm. And that's kind of the expectation that, you know, IT departments have been really trying to get to over the last few years. And we gave them a lot of tooling in System Center to allow that. But, you know, the clouds have really taken to the next level. You know, your end users now expect when a virtual machine should just you know, when they want a virtual machine, they just get it.
Yep.
And they want it to configure away, they just get it. So there's this really strong demand on IT to actually deliver the SLAs under a controlled way, because you can't just, you know, offer everything out and then not have the management functionality on top of it. Because if you need to get it backed up, something happens, how do you ensure that's happening? Is it monitored? Are the controls in place? All of those things really require management tools that work both against on-premises, but also work in these clouds as you're moving resources around.
So if we drill in a little bit more depth into what the operations management suite provides, I think we've got a slide that helps us illustrate some more of those. Talk us through some of the key points here. Like, for instance, the extending the investments you've already got in PowerShell is a big one.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, one of the things we really, you know, kept in mind as we started to build out the automation service was there's a huge investment and huge ecosystem around PowerShell over the last, you know, 10 years almost, where people have invested a lot of time and a lot of resources into integrating and automating all their on-premises assets to get today. And so as we built out the service, we actually built it on top of PowerShell.
Right.
You know, and so in some ways, it's like PowerShell as a service is one component of our automation service. So all of those investments you've done, you can literally pick up that PowerShell script you've written or the desired state configuration now as it comes out. You can pick up those, bring them into our service, and then you gain all the benefits of, you know, high availability, all reliability, scale, because you don't have to manage those anymore on premises. The automation service takes care of that for you.
But if you still do have an investment in System Center, for instance, like Orchestrator, which you worked on, there is a path for people. There is, you know, it's still useful technology.
Oh, definitely. You know, I think what we're seeing a lot of our customers end up doing is they, you know, they have Orchestrator in place or service management automation if they're using the Azure pack.
Yeah.
And those, you know, they've built up a lot of processes. And so we have migration tools. So if they decide they want to move those things forward, they can actually export everything out of Orchestrator, including their integration packs, you know, custom runbooks they've written. All of those can be brought forward into the automation service. But not that. What we're seeing a lot of our customers, not only are they in a hybrid world, you know, associated with their like VMs and their databases, they're in a hybrid world with their management tools as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you can keep your System Center investments there. And then as you start to build out new automation, you can build it into the cloud, but they can talk seamlessly together.
Right.
So you can actually keep your kind of existing processes in Orchestrator if you wanted to, and call them from the cloud and vice versa. And then over time, as you move more and more your investments, we have the tooling to actually bring those forward, and you don't have to relearn any of the tools.
Right.
That graphical authoring experience you have inside of Orchestrator today is now available in the cloud. And that PowerShell authoring experience you had inside of service management automation is available in the automation service as well.
Right.
And so it's kind of a continuum we wanted to make sure, because there's been so many people invested on it over the last few years, and I worked on a lot of those things myself.
Right, so it's not only an investment in a continuation in technology, but also skills and learning, helping people transition.
That's right, we don't want to have to relearn everything to take advantage of the cloud. We just want to take advantage of the cloud, but bring all that knowledge forward that you've already done.
Yeah, so where would somebody go to get started? What would be your recommendation there in terms of, would they just go to the portal?
Let me demo over, just show you where to get started if you just want to learn a little bit about automation inside of the OMS suite.
Great, cool.
Okay, so I'm actually going to go to, you've probably seen this, but this is the operations management suite.
Yeah.
And this is where you kind of, you know, have all those things we talked about previously. But one of the things I'll call out here is the automation tile. So there's an automation solution that you can click into. And here we'll show you, you know, your runbooks and your jobs and other things you might want to do. But just for now, I'm going to click on manage. And what this does, it brings you over into the Azure portal where the automation service lives. And you can see I have this ARM account that I've created and I've linked into the operations management suite, the larger tools. Inside of here, you can see we're going to go into all the different modules, how you'd actually build up your runbook, take advantage of your configuration. But one thing I want to call out here is it's very simple to get started. You could just click on plus new, create an automation account.
Yeah.
But the one thing that is worth calling out here is it's actually very easy to get started because we have a pricing tier that is free and for basic. And so if you're free and you just want to try it out and you say, maybe you're a heavy, you know, System Center user, or you're just trying to figure out management and you're leveraging Azure, how can I go in, get started, learn all the different capabilities we have? We've actually given a free service. So you get 500 minutes. So if, when you're running all this automation, you can actually run 500 minutes a month and then you get another 500 minutes next month. Or if you're trying to learn configuration, we'll give you 5 nodes. So you can actually, you know, build out your nodes, understand how it all works. And then eventually, you know, as you decide it's going to work for you, you can transition into the OMS pricing or, you know, the basic pricing we have inside of Azure.
Right. So 500 minutes is still quite a lot of time. Bearing in mind, some of these runbooks only take a few seconds to
I know, a lot of them are takeaways. You can do a lot of good things in 500 minutes. You can also do a lot of damage. So, you know, one thing I will, it is automation.
Yeah.
You're right, 500 minutes, I mean, you can stop all your virtual machines. You know, because we support, you know, PowerShell workflow and other things, you could do things in parallel.
Yeah.
And so you could probably stop all of your servers, you know, under a minute.
Right.
And that's only 1 minute gone.
Exactly. So just so I understand as well, does the 500 minutes include test runs, or is it just when you start a run?
It includes test runs as well.
Okay.
Yeah, because you know the way we do our testing, which is good, is that we actually emulate exactly what you would do in the production, so right. that you're guaranteed if it worked in the test environment, that it'll work in the production environment as
right.
well.
So it's 500 minutes of runbook time. Couple of five DSC nodes, is that right? We'll learn more about DSC in later modules as well towards
yep.
the end of the course. So don't worry if what's a DSC node, you will learn, trust me. But it's for simplicity's terms, it's five server nodes that you can manage with DSC.
That's right.
Yep.
Exactly. And you know, if you remove one and you add another one, then we'll just count five overall.
Right.
And so you're not locked just into the machines you initially create.
Right.
You can add and remove them as you go.
Cool. Well, that's more than enough for people to be able to kick the tires, for sure. I mean, 500 minutes, the five nodes, if you choose to use the DSC component there. So yeah, plenty for getting. And the basic tier, very cost effective, still great in terms of how you start to automate. And remember that the operations management suite isn't just automation. You're getting a whole host of other capabilities within OMS that you can utilize as well within their own specific pricing brackets and so on. So overall, as a suite, incredibly powerful.
Perfect. Thanks, Matt.
So that's a bit about understanding OMS and from an automation perspective. Now, in the next modules, we're going to start to look more deeply at the technology, specifically how you get started. So in the next module, we're going to look at how you start to create the Azure Automation account, specific runners and service accounts, and have a look at some of the building blocks that make up the service before we proceed and start building runbooks for real. So you're going to learn a lot there. So stick with us as we continue our look at hybrid IT management focused on automation.